Hey Taurus, what's going on? All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and dive into it. This is for Sun, Moon, Rising, or Venus. Really, wherever the placement is in your chart. So we're gonna look at what's going on in love and then get some healing messages and shit like that, all right? All right, what's going on with Taurus Spirit? Thank you. I'm outside, by the way, so you're gonna hear the birds and whatnot. All right, ooh, so reconciliation. Someone from your past is returning to your life. So that kind of came out in reverse. So I feel like someone has made up their fucking mind. They're like, look, I want to come back to this person. You know what I'm saying? I don't normally read oracles in reverse, but hey, the message is the message. It's this person is like, look, I'm coming to fuck back, all right? Like, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do it, but I'm finna do that shit. Because I don't have time to be waiting no more. I don't have time to be having you waiting. Or I don't have time to be playing these games. Yeah. Look. Well, you'll see it in a second. Because I ain't took the picture yet. Anyways. Well, you're going to see it by the time you click on this video. Anyway. Look at engagement. It says your love life is ascended to a high level of commitment. So this person want to come in with their feelings out all on the table. And they heart in their hands and shit. You know. They're ready to confess some shit to you. And you're like, dude or ma'am, I feel like for some of y'all might have been waiting on this person for some time, maybe like a good 3 months, nothing too long, you know what I'm saying? Or this person just been in and out, you know what I'm saying, kind of giving you the cold shoulder. They definitely want to talk to you, heart to heart conversation, honestly discuss your feelings with each other. They definitely want to talk to you. For others of you, there's somebody new that's coming in that's going to want commitment. This person's going to be very open, you know what I'm saying, with you. They're going to put everything out on the table, what they want and what they don't want, you know what I'm saying. This person's going to want to take you out, get to know you. For some of you, this is you may be in a relationship still, you know what I'm saying, and things are just going to get better. This person may be popping the question, not to spoil the fucking news, but you know, later on down this year, you may be getting married, sis, bro, like, the fuck, congratulations. And with the heart-to-heart conversation, it's just going to be something so deep, something that you've never experienced, something is just out of this world. But yeah, so just generally, I just see new beginnings here in relationships, people changing the way that they see love, you know what I'm saying, towards you, or you changing the way you see love towards other people, or you just see love in general, however it may resonate with you, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, somebody's dealing with somebody that's very childish. This person likes to really play games, all right? And you might have been dealing with this person for longer than 3 months at a separation, all right? First, like, in and out, very childish, okay? That ego is something humongous. Yeah, playful card. And that's exactly why I said it, because I saw the playful card at the bottom of the goddamn deck. It says, to recapture romance, allow your inner youthful spirit to, spirit of fun to shine. This motherfucker is childish, all right? And some of you may be dealing with somebody that have a child. You know what I'm saying? Are you about to find out that your person has this child, or your person just found out that they have a child and they didn't know about it? You know what I'm saying? Or you may be pregnant within the relationship that you're in right now. You just don't know about it, and you're about to find that out soon. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, however it may resonate. But moving forward, let me pull one more. However it may resonate with you, let me know. Please let me know, because I want to know. I be nosy. So that's why my readings be so goddamn long, because I be going into detail, and I just can talk for life, all right? It's actually a really good talent of mine. It's a flaw in some areas, but I'm turning it into something beautiful, because what the fuck? Motherfuckers be wanting to know what the fuck be going on. Shit, I be wanting to know what the fuck going on. Like, what the fuck? Like, this shit confused me. I need to know. It's like reading a book, literally. Reading for people is like literally reading a good-ass fucking book, or a scary-ass fucking book, or a juicy-ass motherfucking book with information. I'm being so serious, like, so serious. It's all about how you see it. And so, clearly I see shit differently. But one more card, Spirit, for the tour. I said one, and like three of them hoes fell out. Psych. More like four. Yeah. Somebody was very, yeah, this is a relationship. Somebody is in a relationship that y'all been in a relationship before. Y'all might have been on and off. I might have been in a relationship in y'all past. I'm just going to read the four cards to fill out. Fuck it. The deception. Somebody is being or wasn't being truthful, being very deceptive. You know what I'm saying? But spirit is saying it's okay. It's safe for you to love. If you want to move the fuck on, I suggest that you heal first. You release. You let go. You reflect. Right? We'll release your ex here. And then move the fuck on. Know your worth. If you want to stay, I'm not going to tell you not what to do, what not to do. I can't say that because what the fuck I just said. But, like, when it comes to really, like, a decision like that, I leave that up to you. Because, like, I leave up really everything up to you. It's just how I come off. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. I got to come off better than saying, you need to do this, da 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 da, and be like, I said, you know, maybe you should do this, or maybe you should, you know. But it be opinion shit. You ain't got to listen to me. Fuck. But anyway, moving forward, deception. So, like I said, if you don't want to put up with this shit, don't put up with it. Nobody is asking you to. You know what I'm saying? But we're also asking that if you know this is your person, you just, you know that y'all are supposed to be together, whatever the situation may be, and this will go for all the signs. If you know this is your person, whatever, just step back. Continue working on yourself. Continue focusing on yourself. Continue making yourself happy. Hell, like, date around. Let this person learn. You know what I'm saying? Let them go through their karma. Let them face their truth. If they want you, they ass is gonna come get you, and they gonna work for it. No matter if they your person, or not. If they want you, they gonna work for it. There's always 100 motherfuckers out there that you can be with. That's gonna make you 10 times happier. That's gonna make you, you know, feel how you supposed to be feeling. Outside of them providing it for you, but also how you provide it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let the motherfucker work for you. Stop giving it so easy. Yes, be forgiving. Understand. You can be forgiving and understanding and still put up some motherfucking boundaries and be like, nigga, you're not coming the fuck back until you do what the fuck you supposed to be doing for yourself. Because you can't do for me if you ain't doing for yourself. And then we need to step back and try to understand to help you cope with the situation when it comes to you knowing this is supposed to be your person or whatever have you, right? Step back and look at the situation at a deeper level on their end. What the fuck? Why the fuck is you acting like this? Now, what the fuck did you go through that got you thinking that this shit is okay? When you go deeper into reflection, you start to understand. When you go, that's like I tell people, when you go deeper into yourself, you start to and you understand yourself, you'll be able to understand other people and other situations, because then you know how to step back and realize, oh shit, well, this person got me fucked up. But as I feel my emotions and all this other shit, as I heal, I'm going to begin to understand why the fuck you had me fucked up. Because maybe you don't understand. Because if you understood, you wouldn't have done it. This person could have had mommy issues. Y'all could be dealing with motherfuckers that don't know how to be themselves or don't know how to be vulnerable because they have mommy issues. They're not close to their mom. Some may not have a mother in their life at all. Some may, you know what I'm saying? Don't have that motherly figure, that feminine energy. Never was surrounded by it. So they think that giving off the opposite is okay. Why? Because they ain't never got it. So they run from it whenever they receive it. They're deceptive towards it whenever they receive it. It's about understanding your person. It'll help you cope and heal and move forward, regardless if you decide to stay with that person, wait on that person or move forward. It'll help you. You know what I'm saying? You have free will. Do as you please. But I always tell people, if you're going to do some shit, do it right. If you're going to wait, don't wait sitting down moping and hoping and wishing. No. Shit, go out and have fun. Date. And as you're dating, let people know, I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for that relationship. I'm just having fun. Hell, just date. You can date and have fun, or you can just go out and have fun. You know what I'm saying? Do you. Get yourself at whatever level. You know what I'm saying? And if that person don't come back, and Dawn, I'm not saying wait for the rest of your motherfucking life. I say put up a motherfucking ultimatum. Don't give yourself. That's what I'm saying. When you gonna do something, do it right. When I say wait, I don't mean no, bitch. Look, I can barely put up shit within 3 or 4 months in a relationship. If you give me some bullshit, I'm gonna clock out mentally. And that's just me, but I'm working on that. But anyways, I don't really know. Because a lot of people are like, you don't wait on nobody, don't wait on nobody. Which is true, like, whatever. However you see it. But I'm saying for the motherfucker that do decide to wait, like, do that shit right. Like, don't sit there and mope around and give up on yourself. Upgrade. Do whatever for you. You know what I'm saying? And then if down the line something happens where you end up getting in a relationship, well, it was meant to happen then. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I see it. Like I said, you ain't got to listen. This is just how I do my readings is I want you to feel comfortable. It's like we're having a conversation. Like, I'm your friend type shit. Hopefully, you know how to discern, you know, use discernment towards my opinions. That's why I be like, me, like, to me, this is how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, let me stop all that talking. Look, see, I can go, bro. I can go. Anyway, moving forward, let's look at some oracle messages. Let's look at some oracle messages. I hope I don't get no heat for that. I really don't give a fuck, though. Because, like I say, you ain't got to listen to me. You ain't got to. And I really want to hear opinions who agree and who disagree. Because I really want to see your point of view. Like, I'm very open to a lot of shit. When you're open to a lot of shit, you learn a lot of shit. Being one, you know, being closed-minded towards situations ain't going to get you no motherfucking where. Honestly, but upset at everything that goes against whatever you feel. But anyways, move forward. Some healing messages. I'm hungry. Like, I'm tired of these cards flipping like that. Anyways, so I wanted all the pictures to look the same, but I pulled more cards for y'all. It's all right, though. It's all right. Oneness is my true nature. And then we have the capacity to tune in to the energy of love gives me the words I need when I'm ready to speak up, the compassion I need when it's time to forgive, and the power I need when I am lost. See? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so Spirit is asking. That you become one with yourself when it comes to love. Everything you seek, you got to go within to, you know, create it within yourself. Become it. You know what I'm saying? Go through your trauma. Understand your triggers. Understand what the hell you want and what you don't want. Write it out in your journal. Compare your relationships. Compare the things that you've been through versus the things that you're going through now and what you don't want to, what you know you're not going to go through no more, what you're not going to accept. Compare everything. Reflect on everything. Okay, I'm a big reflector, so I'm big on, hey, y'all asking to sit down and reflect on what the fuck you just did and why the fuck you just did that dumb ass shit. And that's just real. Like, you just gotta reflect on shit so you can understand. If you don't reflect and you just do it and you stay at surface level, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what to say to that. Anyways, moving forward. What was I saying? My capacity to tune in to the energy of love gives me the words I need when I'm ready to speak up. Yeah, so a lot of y'all have a lot of trouble with like expressing yourself, telling a person how you truly feel. You need to reflect on where does that come from? Why is it hard for you to express your emotions? Has people in the past made you feel less of a person about what you were talking about? Have people in the past always told you you were wrong, even though you knew you was right and you had the proof, you knew you wasn't crazy? Have people... something just got confirmed to me. My bad. Anyways, have people, you know, just not wanted to listen to you, so you just decided, I won't say anything? Have you just accepted things because that's what you've had to settle with for so long? But now that you're in a position where you know you don't have to settle for it, it's kind of like scary. It's kind of hard. It's like, well, what the fuck? Like, what do I do with that? Right? But what if I get into that happiness and something takes me right back to my misery? If you think that way, that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that way, that's what's going to keep you stuck. You got to change the way you're looking at your life. Change the way that you're looking at love. What within you keeps you from truly opening yourself up to love? What pain have you been holding on for so long that has kept you from being able to express yourself, to be able to put your needs out, to put boundaries up, to go within yourself, to love yourself? You know what I'm saying? What has prevented you from life, from your life, from you living your life to the fullest? Becoming oneness in love, showing more compassion to yourself, being honest with yourself, being vulnerable with yourself is definitely needed at this time. That will help you with your expression. Once you understand yourself at a deeper level than you've ever understood yourself, can't nobody tell you nothing. When you know yourself from the ground up, inside and out, can't nobody tell you nothing. Can't nobody tell you what you can and cannot do. Can't nobody tell you who you are and who you are not, but yourself, right? All right, so when I'm ready to speak up, the compassion I need, when it's time to forgive, and the power I need when I am lost. So I was just finishing it off, but I was giving a message for each part. I'd be doing that shit. I don't know why I'd be doing that. But anyways, when I'm ready to speak up, the compassion I need. So yeah, when you feel like you can't speak up on a situation, you need to sit back and tell yourself, first of all, don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. Hold yourself. Go in a corner, go in a room, go in a closet, do whatever. Hold yourself. Tell yourself it's okay. We're going to try this again next time. We're going to take baby steps. You're not a failure. You're not worthless because you can't express yourself, or you can't do this, you can't do that. Yes, you can. It's just for so long you kept yourself in this bubble. For so long you were surrounded by pain, that once that door was visible, you just scared to come out because you never thought you would leave. That's too good to be true. Ain't no way. Yes way. And it's not too good to be true. You are still deserving of anything and everything that your heart desires, no matter what gets in your way. Because nothing is ever permanent unless you allow it to. Allow it to be. Excuse me. Forgot the B part. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? But that's y'all oracle messages. Let me stop talking and get to these other signs. Let me know if this resonates. Again, this won't resonate with everybody. If you have any questions or concerns, please inbox me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll try my best to get back to you. It's not guaranteed. It's not promised. But I'll try my best, though. Try my best. Especially if I'm blowed the fuck up, I'll try my best. But, yeah. Hello, my earth placement. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to go over my spread called Deja Vu. So we're just going to talk about the characteristics of your soulmate, something about them that will capture your attention or has captured your attention, the way that you would meet this soulmate or have met this soulmate, and just some general advice. Now take this however it may resonate, because the literal questions states characteristics of the soulmate making their way in and not necessarily soulmate that's around you. However, I'm going to be reading for both. So just take it how it resonates with you. I know most readers be having like 3 different scenarios, but that be doing too much. I'm just going to stick to one. If it doesn't resonate with you, then it's not for you to be listening to, because I hate doing multiple scenarios. They'll fuck me up because I'll forget the other 2 scenarios and be stuck on that 3rd one or that 1 scenario the entire time. But anyways, moving forward. So characteristics of your soulmate. This is my oracle cards that I'm using. I do not use tarot. So we have codependency. Addictions are affecting your romantic life. So this person is very independent. I know that I say codependency, but in the card, the picture, I'm a visual person. I look more so at the picture than the words and the meaning of the card. So she's sitting by herself, right? She's sitting there and she's thinking. So I really feel like your person, they're a loner. Maybe they think a lot. Maybe they're always in their head. They may be someone that likes to be in nature. They're somebody that like to plan things. They're somebody that like to really look at everything in one big picture. Yeah, free yourself. It says time to take back control of your life. A person can be an Aries. They could be a Taurus too. Aries, Sun, Moon, or Rising, Taurus, Sun, Moon, or Rising, or both placements in their chart. But Your person is very to themselves. They don't really let anyone in their space. They have a hard time committing only because they're afraid of being hurt. So they rather hurt the person that they love before they get a chance, for the person that they love get a chance to hurt them back, or just to hurt them in general. Your person is like afraid of commitment. They could also be afraid of intimacy. Yeah, with the passion card here. Allow your heart and soul to sing with joy. Like, they're scared to fall in love again. For a majority of y'all, it could be falling in love again. And for the other half of y'all, it could just be just falling in love in general, however it may resonate. But this person is, like, really to themselves. They don't really trust a lot of people. They suffer from trust issues. Now, let's figure out why, though. Let's see why they are the way that they are. It's important to know why your person acts the way that they do so that you have a better understanding, and it makes it easier for you to forgive them, all right? Because nobody's perfect. You know, you went through shit that made you the reason, or excuse me, you went through shit that made you the way that you are today. So it's like, you know, all right, so pay attention to the red flags, the signs of caution in you. So I feel like growing up, he didn't really get that motherly affection, or she didn't really have that motherly affection. Like, they have strong mother issues. Six of Cups is popping up in my head. So it's kind of like their childhood replays in their head. I feel like they tried to get themselves out of this energy years ago, but it failed. Like, every time they tried to confine themselves into someone, or to, you know, start something new with someone, they always got their heart snatched. You see what I'm saying? And it's kind of like they've become their pain by just keeping away from love. The separation card just fell out. With the time apart from your person or your partner is on the horizon. So instead of facing themselves and facing what they're scared of, they run away from it in hopes that they don't ever have to deal with it. But then they end up in this depressive state. And now they're overthinking, right? For some of you, your person may suffer from anxiety. Soulmate. Yes, this is your soulmate. So confirmation. But this person has a problem with intimacy. Yeah, your person has a problem with intimacy. Just getting close. Their heart is closed off. But yet, I feel like, yeah, like I was saying, they want, they want commitment. With the engagement card, it says your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. Like, they want love, they really do, but they just find it really hard to get close to someone. And I feel like they fight their demons a lot. But this person is very well educated. They're smart. They know what they want. They're very successful. They go after the things that they want. It's just when it comes to the love portion, it's just out of whack. For others of you, the father may play a huge part in why he is the way that he is, or why she is the way that she is. However it may resonate. Maybe the father didn't treat the mother right. So, like, you know, it kind of just rubbed off to the child, to him or to her. But, yeah, this person wants commitment. They're just scared. They're just fucking scared as shit. For what, though? Deception, yeah. They don't want to be hurt. They don't want to fall again. Like, they literally have one more try left in them. After this, they're like, I'm done. But at the same time, with this one chance they have, they're being very picky. They're being very strict. They're being hard on themselves. It's kind of like they're manifesting that negative energy into their space because they're not being positive. With the heart-to-heart conversation, your person loves to speak from the heart. Like, although they may be closed off from love, when they do have someone and they open up, they truly open up. But that's one thing that scares them, because they know how pure their heart is. That's beautiful, though. Okay, let's move on. Something about them that will capture your attention. New love. A new person has stirred your romantic feelings. I feel like how sweet they are. They're really a hopeless romantic. they're still vocal though. I feel like this person's gonna let you know, like, hey, you know, I've been through this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm open or whatever, but I struggle with this. Like, they're a vocal person, don't get me wrong. It's just they're scared to love. They just have a hard time trusting. So that, with me telling you that, when this person comes in, take your time. Don't rush into anything. Don't get your feelings hurt. Don't push shit onto this person. Give it time. Let it organically grow into something. You know what I'm saying? Because I do see it possibly happening. Not possibly, but I do see it happening. You just have to give this person time. And if you can't give them time, you need to go within yourself and ask yourself, why are you in such a rush to get into a situation with someone that's clearly not ready? You're still broken somewhere in the inside, right? Because you're looking for something that you think they can give you when you clearly see as day that they can't, but you're like, you're in denial of it. So you need to go within to figure out where these in denials come from, and you need to work on that. But just how vocal they are, how comfortable they're going to make you feel extremely comfortable with true love. This is a romance of a lifetime. Yeah, they're going to make you feel extremely comfortable as if you've known them for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Attraction card. They're going to be very handsome, tall, well-dressed. You look at him, you can't even tell he went through anything at all. When you talk to him, he's going to seem, or when you talk to her, they're going to seem like they're the happiest person in the world. They're going to seem like they have it all together, but mentally and emotionally, they got some issues, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to love. All right, so the way that you will meet this person or have met this person, okay, this could be the one you've already met, the romantic partner you seek. All right, I heard a movie and I heard Showtime in my head, so I don't know. Majority of y'all, your person may work like in a movie theaters. Y'all might have met like in high school when y'all were kids, like at the movie theaters or something, or somewhere where you're out somewhere, you're viewing something. You're doing something with friends. Like, you met this person in an outing. For others of you, you're not going to meet this person until like July, summertime. You may already met this person, but you won't see them until then. But I feel like for those of you who haven't met their person yet, you're going to meet them while you're out. You're going to be like out and about. You're going to be like doing your own thing. Like, some of you may be like at a coffee shop or something like that, and he like comes and present himself, or she may come up and present herself to you. Because like the picture, what I'm seeing, the image is showing me a lot. So, and then I know a lot of people are going to listen to this, so this can, it's not going to resonate with everybody. Others of you may meet your person through a friend, or have met your person through a friend. They were a mutual friend. But all right, so moving on, because I can talk for fucking days. Let me tell you, I didn't even think this was going to be 10 minutes. Okay, advice for the connection. I'm going to actually use my affirmation deck for that one. I surrender to a power greater than me. So you got to let go of control when it comes to this connection. When this person comes in, they express themselves to you and let you know, hey, I don't want this right now, but I'm willing to build something with you, like build up to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, where was I going with that? I'm sorry, I lost. Like, that shit just went out of my fucking head that quick, because I was literally visioning them for a second and I kind of lost train of thought. Okay, so I feel like I surrendered to a power greater than me. Okay. Yeah, you need to let go of control. When this person tells you how they feel, don't get offended. Don't automatically like blame yourself or think something's wrong with you. If you begin to think that way, you need to go through your insecurities and you need to work on that, because that's going to definitely right there get in the way of the connection for sure. So you need to go work on that figure out where that comes from and heal through that before trying to connect with somebody. The thing is about it, when it comes to relationships, like two motherfuckers that's not balanced within themselves will not be able to come together and make something solid and make something balanced. No, like, you have to be balanced within yourself. Now, can y'all do it while y'all in a relationship? Yes, if both people are willing to put in the fucking work. But if there's no work being put in, then that separation, it needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to do it separately and then make an agreement to come back together when it's time. You know what I'm saying? But coming into a relationship knowing you still have baggage and hurt that you're not trying to let go of and you're not trying to, like, face at all, it don't make any sense. Like, where do you think the relationship's gonna go? You think it's gonna be happy and rainbows? Fuck no. You're gonna have some problems because they're gonna trigger some shit. And instead of you facing it, it's gonna cause issues within the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you're not gonna face it, don't get in a relationship. If you're ready to face that shit, if that shit comes up, okay, then do it. But have a conversation with your person, be an adult. Like, hey, I'm going through these things. You know what I'm saying? I'm still holding on to these things, but I'm willing to work through it with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm willing to really work through myself in order for this to happen. You know, in order for this relationship to happen. But anyways, one more card. When I lean towards love, I am led. Listen to your heart desire. I feel like listen to your heart desires. When it comes to this connection, like, even for some of y'all, if it may seem too good to be true, but do not question it, okay? Follow your heart and not your mind. And if your heart is full of, you know, regret, or your heart is full of pain or any type of baggage, and you know it's going to keep you from believing and trusting in this connection, I advise you to not even let this person in and to go ahead and work on yourself. Okay? Don't even waste the person's time, because it's not fair to them. You know what I'm saying? Even though the person's going to be coming in and not ready either, but I'm saying, like, if you know for facts, like I'm telling you, this person's going to, he's going to want to build something with you, but if you feel like right now it's not that time, like it's too good to be true, you need to step back and really work on yourself, because you got to trust that the divine is going to take care of you and everything happens for a reason. You know what I'm saying? People feel like they get into relationships and it's, you know, it's going to be all cupcakes and rainbows and shit like that. No, you know what I'm saying? You can get in a relationship and people and that person that you with can trigger the fuck out of you. But does that mean run? No, that means just face yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take a step back and reflect on what triggered you. It's never really what the person said. It's really how they said it. You know what I'm saying? And what that intention was, what you felt the intention was behind it. You know what I'm saying? Be vocal about your needs, with your wants and shit like that. Be vocal about the things that bother you. You know what I'm saying? But being closed off to shit ain't gonna help. It ain't gonna give you what you want. But anyways, I'm done talking. Because like I said, I can ramble on all day. Let me know if this resonates with y'all.